Welcome to the FUMU Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Oizvahadar edition, Perek Revi, starting Aloche Hei towards the bottom of the Lamed Amud base. Sog de Mishto, Mishi Yoshin Vaderech Velo Yodo Ache Hashecho. Someone came and he fell asleep and he woke up after it's already Shabbos. So when Shabbos came in, he was sleeping. Rechibinuri says the same way a person is koyin shvisa when he's awake, he's koyin shvisa when he's sleeping. The chachamim say no. If he was sleeping when Shabbos came in, he's not koyin shvisa. He can only have his four ames where he's sitting. These four ames we talk about, he's in the middle of the four ames. It means he has two ames to every direction. He could choose any direction he wants and start the four amas from there. Meaning he could choose to go to the right four amas or to the left four amas or to the front four amas, he could choose. Rida says that if he chose four amas, he can't change his mind. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. But as we get to the Gemara, we'll see that this sentence is not talking about our Mishnah, it's talking about the beginning of the Perek. And Rida holds you could switch and choose different four amas if you want to. So the Gemara, Mishiyosh, Rebedech, Yodo, Hashechashecho, Vichulei. What was the reason of Yochabinuri? If he was awake, he would be koyin shviso. So the fact that he's sleeping doesn't change that concept that he has the ability to be koyin shviso. He has the yicholus. So even when he's sleeping, he's koyin shviso. And we mainly went up Lamdalef using the gears of Rav Chaim. Yesh lo apayim amal churach. Therefore, he has 2,000 amal. He's koyin shviso. So according to the second explanation of Rab Chaim, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is Rabbi Yehuda also holds Rabbi Yochabinuri. The same way Rabbi Yochabinuri says that if a person has the ability to be koine, that's good enough. I mean, even though he's sleeping, but because if he's awake, he would be koine. So also when he's sleeping, he's koine. Says Rabbi Yehuda the same thing. If a person is awake, but he's not koine, I mean, he didn't actually intend to be koine. The fact that he has the ability is like a migoy that he could be koine, so he is koine and he has 2,000 amot every direction. So the Gemara said that Yehuda ka Yochabinuri. That's what the Gemara concludes. Yehuda is like a Yochabinuri. The Yochabinuri Omar, achar shi la ya'er koine lo shviso. If he was awake, he's koine shviso. Haya'er v'loi koine lo shviso. If he's awake, but the mice, he's not koine shviso. Yesh lo alpayim amot choruch. Even though he's not koine, the fact that he has the ability to be koine, that's good enough. Says the Gemara of Chuno Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, boy, Rav Nachman Yaakov asked the question. Ger shetova lahachar she'is a hiri mizrach. A goy became a Jew on Shabbos morning. He went to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. Me'achar she'ilu haya ger, haya koinu l'shviso. If he would be a ger before Shabbos, he would be koinu l'shviso. So now they became a ger on Shabbos, should he be koinu l'shviso as well? Do you say that in Mikoy? Does the Birch Menuri say here the same thing? If you go to the mikvah before Shabbos, you would be koyin shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos. So you have the ability to go to the mikvah. Now they went to the mikvah only later, can he be koyin shvisa later on Shabbos? The way Reb Chaim explains, this question is not answered. And the Gemara here is missing a sentence. The Gemara is asking, what's the halacha? So the Gemara nishmeini min hadol, let's start from the following. Demar v'yitzru bar nachar b'shem v'shub min levi, halacha k'ar Birch Menuri. He says, clearly, halacha is like Birch Menuri, that he could be koyin shvisa even though he's sleeping. Now the Gemara refers to what it said, that Rabbi Yehuda says when you have four ames, so you could choose any four ames, any direction. It could be to the right, to the left, to the front, to the back. So it says the Gemara, if before Shabbos came in, he said, you know, I'll take the four ames to my right. And then he said, you know what, I actually want to take it to the left. That's fine. He chose, once Shabbos came in, before Shabbos came in, he did not choose which four ames he's going to use. But after Shabbos came in, he decided he's choosing one direction. He could change his mind. But what happens if he chose a certain Arba Amis before Shabbos came in? And then Shabbos came in. So as Shabbos is coming in, there's a certain four Amis that he designated that will be his four Amis. So can he change it or not? So let's learn from the following. So that's the Mishnah we saw before. If a person was Shavis, he didn't know where he was, and then he realized he's next to the city, can the city be his location? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, even though when Shabbos came in, he didn't really know that he's next to the city, but obviously that's where he wants to be, so therefore his Shvisa is in the city. So Rabbi Yehuda says a person can say, once Shabbos came in, that's not really what I meant. So also here, when a person chooses four amos before Shabbos, then when Shabbos comes in, he realizes he actually went a different direction of the four amos, he could change it, because he could say, this is what I actually meant this to be, this was my Ikar Shviso. So the obvious question in this is, but in our Mishnah it says clearly, the Abuda says, Abuda says, once you choose a location, you can't change your mind. Says the Gemara on that, it's not referring to our Mishnah. Beginning of the Perek. That if the goyim took him out of the city, he has four amos. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, once he chose the four amos, he can't change it. Why, if he chose, he can't change it? Because he doesn't have any shvisa at all. He wasn't even there beginning of Shabbos. Rabbanon gave him a shviso. They said, you choose four amos and you have to stick to it. But someone who did a real shviso, before Shabbos, this is location, he could interchange, he could start moving around and deciding the four amos would be a different place after Shabbos comes in. Halach evo avzog de mishtam. Ayu shnaim, there's two people that each one has four amos. Miktas ha-moisa shalzeh, letoch ha-moisa shalzeh. Meaning the four amos of one are going into the four amos of the other. They have a shared space where they both can walk. Mevim v'oichlim behemtzo. They can go and sit together in the middle and eat together. Each one cannot take from his place to his friend, and vice versa. They have to stay with their four amas, and all their objects have to stay with them. But within the location that belongs to both, they can both be. Hayu shloisha. Let's say it's three people. Hayim tzoyim muvlo benesayim. Meaning, the two edges, you have two people, there are eight amas from each other. But in the middle, there's somebody right there in the middle. So he has some of his space is with the person in one edge, and some of his space is with the person in the other edge. Hu mutar imoim, vehem mutarim imoy. So the middle person can eat together with the one on the right, and the middle person can eat with the person he can eat together with the one on the left. The two edges assume zem zeh. They don't have any space that they share, so they can eat together. Continues the Gemara in the Flamadavon base. What is this similar to? You have three courtyards that are open to each other, and they're open to Shus Rabim, so he merely has a din of a regular chotzer. And as Reb Chaim explains, if each one did not have his own opening to Shus Rabim, but he had to go through another chotzer to go in to get to Shus Rabim, meaning will be zu lifni mizu, so one will be oyster on the other. But now that each one has his own entrance to Shus Rabim, so each one is independent. So irvu shtem imam tzoyis, if the two exterior chotzeris did air with the middle one, but they didn't do with each other. So the middle one can because of the Eiyuv, can carry into the two chatzeros on both sides, and they are allowed to carry into the middle chatzer. The two exterior ones are also with each other because they didn't do an Eiyuv together. It says the Gemara, Yushtayim, it says, Amoyis Shazeh v'choli. Afal gaf, derav Chananyo ben Antigos, pligo al Rabbonim. Chananyo ben Antigos will argue in Rabbonim. And soon in the Mishnah we'll see. In which case, using the Gersa of Reb Chaim, be Iburei Ayaros, is going to argue regarding the Ibur of cities, Moidu Ocho Be'amos. But here by Amos, before Amos, he agrees. What is more referring to? We're going to see soon in Machlekes that how do you measure 2,000 Amo around the city? Is it a circle or is it a square? Meaning, do you do 2,000 Amo to each direction and then you square it off and you have the corners? Or it's a circle around the city. So Chaim ben Antigua says it's a circle, it's not a square. Rabbanan argue. But by four amos, he agrees that it's a square. Meaning when a person is sitting, he has 4x4 area to walk at Shabbos. He has a 16 amos merubos, 16 square amos. It's not a circle of four amos, but it's a square of four amos. So the Gemara just points out, we're speaking about four amos, you should know everybody agrees that four amos, it's a 4x4 area. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah. Mishibo Bederech Vayayore Shema Techshach. Person is coming in the way, and he sees it's about to get dark, and he was not going to reach the location he needs to reach to before Shabbos comes in. He doesn't want to be stuck in the way. So what should he do? Hayamaki Ilon or Goder. He knows a certain tree or a certain fence. V'amar Shvitosi Tachtov. He says, I'm going to be Koine Shviso in that tree or in that fence. The Mishnah says lo yomer klum. So as Mefarshim point out, lo yomer klum means not that's nothing. He is koyne shviso in the tree or in the fence. as long as he can reach there before Shabbos comes in, even if he has to run to get there. But if there is ability to get there, he's koyin shvisim. But because he wasn't very specific, I don't know in which area of the tree, what exact place in the tree is in the makom shvisa. Is it in the beginning of the tree? Is it in the middle of the tree? Is it the side of the tree? Same thing with the fence. I don't know exactly where he's koyin shvisa. So if this tree is, the middle of the tree is 2,000 amah from the city, and he cannot go to the city. Because maybe his makom shvisa was in the edge of the tree, and from there to the city is 2,002 amah. So because he wasn't specific, it doesn't really fully help him. He doesn't have the full 2,000 amah. He has 2,000 amah from the edge of the tree, lechumra, from every edge, because I don't know exactly where he's koyin the shvisa. But if he says shvisasi biikori, Kori means over here the middle, the ikor of the tree. So then, mahalech mihokam raglo v'adikora apayim amo. Then he can walk from where he is right now, 2,000 amo, to get to the middle of the tree. And mihokara v'ad beisra apayim amo. He can go from the middle of the tree until his house, another 2,000 amo. Nimtso mahalech mishicha sheikor abatafim amo. So he can now walk 4,000 amo once it's dark. Why? Because he knows the location. He knows exactly where he wants to be. He's koyin shvisa from far in that place. It's a special kula they get for people that are walking on the way. And he's koyin shvisa in that tree or that fence. As we said, he must be able to reach there before Shabbos comes in, at least running to get there. But if he could get there, so even though right now he's far away, he could be koyin shvisa over there, and he's able to walk the 2,000 amah to the tree, and 2,000 amah from the tree, so in total he has 4,000 amah to walk from where he is right now. Continues the Mishnah. It says, "Im einu makir." He doesn't know the tree. Ho einu boki ba'aloch. He doesn't know what the din is. V'amal shvisosi bimkoyim. He says, "You know what? I'm just going to be koyin shvisa where I am." Zochalim mikoyim ha'payam amo l'chol ruach. So now he has 2,000 amo. That's double poshas with the Mishnayos, the Gemaras mentioned till now. Wherever he is, he's koyin shvisa. He has 2,000 amo to every direction. Agulois divrei Chananya ben Antigas. That's what we mentioned before. It's around 2,000 amo. You put a circle over the place where he is right now. Wherever he is right now, you make 2,000 amo to every direction in a circle, and that's where he can walk. That's his tchum. Merubos ketavlo merubos. It's square. You go 2,000 amo from where he is, to the north, 2,000 amo to the south, 2,000 amo to the east, 2,000 amo to the west, and then you square it off. He gets the corners of the square, he gets more. Because when he's looking right now, if he goes now to the northeast direction, he can walk more than 2,000 amo. He can walk what's called kol amo. Gemara's shita, the Gemara brings to any square amo, it's amo v'trei chumshe in an angle, in a diagonal. So he has another 2/5 to walk in order to get to the edge of the square. So that's the machlokes I mentioned before, to Chananya and Chachamim. Says the Gemara, let's say there are two people. One person knows the tree. The other one does not know. So the one who knows, he will drag with him the one who sheinu makir, he can join him. And as the Gemara explains, based on the Dalaf on top, the one who is not makir, he will rely on the one who does makir to tell to be koyin shvisa. So in other words, one can tell the other one, I know the location, so I'm going to be koyin shvisa. So you rely on me, and you'll be koyin shvisa together with me. And that kinyan shvisa from far, even though the second person does not know the tree, he can rely on the person next to him to be koyin shvisa and under the tree, under the fence, if the first person knows where it is. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin, Daf Lamed Aleph.